May the Force be with you.
Yay! Star Wars Day.
Whoa! What's this now? What's this?
I'm pre-drinking for Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Just slow down there. Slow down there. Are you celebrating for today too?
Yes, I. I'm pulling double duty on the alcohol.
This is not where you start drinking.
No, I haven't stopped. I didn't start drinking now. I started drinking at 6 a.m. when I got up.
You know, with the budget's almost gone, I just had to buy a new furnace.
I don't care if you're hot. I feel really warm inside.
What kind of tequila is that?
It's Jack Daniels.
What?
Yeah. It's American tequila.
That's not American tequila.
It is to me.
Everybody just watching you drink tonight. How kind of, what kind of guy are you? The drunk kind?
Hey everybody, what's up?
Hello.
Okay, my hair is on the way. What's up? Welcome back. Hello, how are you?
Hangover Comedy Podcast. What's the episode? Yeah.
Episode 43.
43. Yeah.
Yes. Good age to retire and hopefully be successful, because it's pretty tricky. Yeah, that's my goal, to retire by 43.
43, man. Usually it's 65. That's usually the goal.
No, I'm start living by 43. I'd retire and start living till the time I'm 60. And after 60, I'm going to smoke weed and then die, you know, to the grave. So it's okay. Like, you know, That's the whole point. So yes,
short life for you then. Sure.
I wouldn't call it short. I would call it well lived. That's the perspective I'm putting it here.
Okay. Cool, man. Well, good luck with that. Hope you get retired by 43. I mean, that's
hopefully, yeah.
Anyway, man. So have you heard about this whole ChatGPT thing, man?
Yeah, dude. This ChatGPT, oh shit, man. It's booming all the way in India. It's just the AI application. And first of all, why do you need an AI telling you what to type? Are people gone that lazy? Like, we already have artificial intelligence, you know, like threatening us. Remember Terminator?
Yeah. Do you know? Have you used it yet?
Yes, I have. Like, I have. I tried to do it for. Check this out. Okay. I used it. First of all, I use it on my laptop, but right now we also have an app called as the AI app, which is available for Android and Apple actually. Mm-hmm. And I tried using it. I made it. I tried writing jokes on different topics, right? So for texting, for paraphrasing, for, you know, like sentences, but you really want to like sound better. So yep. I used it once. It is creative, but yeah, I'll be very honest. It doesn't do well with jokes on sexism and jokes on offensive shit. It doesn't do it.
That's
for an
funny
AI.
I was able to write three bits with it though. Like I gave it like a topic, like an idea, like a premise, wow, or like some sort of idea. Gave me like punchlines and stuff like that, dude, and it's worked. So like for three of my jokes right now that I've already done has been written by ChatGPT. So
okay, so basically not... if you get laughs, you're not taking the credit, obviously.
No. I'm taking the credit. Listen, that's still mine. I came up with a query, ChatGPT gave it to me. So
you're sponsored. You've been sponsored by GPT. That's it. You've been sponsored.
No, but you use other comics to help you as well though. So like ChatGPT gonna say like I'm stealing
It's okay, Kevin. It's okay. It's your joke, Kevin.
Come after me, say I'm stealing jokes, really? Come on.
It's okay, Kevin. We'll keep the credit. It's okay.
Keep the credit. Anyway, I'm not Carlos from Sweden, man. Like, it's an AI, man. It doesn't care.
It's an AI.
Anyway, yeah, but it's worked though, man. Also, for my job, I've used it for presentations, man, and I've got.
It's excellent for presentations and emails and writing letters to your bosses. You know, it's for, I think, for corporate stuff or for management, high level management stuff. I think it's better because you need the level of sophistication if you're writing to your boss or you know, trying to apply for a job or impress some really top notch guy. You know, so I think from that perspective, from a corporate standpoint, I think it's really good. I think it's really good. I don't know about comedy. I've never tried it. I've not gone, but people normally use it for, you know, corporate stuff. So yeah.
No, but it's good. I think from like what the reason why I think it's good for comedy is because it will give right. you comedy. A lot of the times, like, is words and it's wordplay and trying to figure out. Like, right. So the more your right. vocabulary is expanded, the more you can right. kind of like play with yeah. different things, right? So I think that's why I use it for. Like, oh, I didn't really think about that. Like, you know, as like. Phrasing it in that way. So that's the way I like to use it for.
I had this very weird moment experience. I don't know if it's a glitch. Yesterday, I opened the app on my phone and I gave it two commands. I was like, hey, write a joke on women. So, and the message was, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to do jokes on gender identity derogatory, right? It gave me that message. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, write a joke on men. Immediately, it just gave a joke on men. Immediately. It was like, I was like, damn, what are you, biased?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Immediately. I dare you guys. All right, everybody, if you have ChatGPT, pull out your phone and write a joke on women. Doesn't work. Write a joke on men. It's going to come up. It's going to come up.
ChatGPT is a woman, though. I think that kind of proves it, to be honest. So
I'm not kidding. Try it. I've tried it. I'm not kidding. This is true shit. Try it.
I'll try it, man. I'll try it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So that's ChatGPT.
Yeah.
That's all I have on it.
Such a great transition, Kevin.
ChatGPT.
It's a good closing note, man.
All I have on it. Like, it was like a couple of points, and we kind of went through it. I'm like, okay, cool. Now,
yeah, great. Introduced me to this guest. You told me about him, right? Yeah, yes.
This guy is so funny, and he's so busy all the time, man. He has a
ventriloquist. You did tell me that
he's a ventriloquist. He has a ventriloquist, and he has a bunch of puppets. But his main puppet is Orb. He will be also on the podcast as well. So, he'll be making a guest appearance. So,
I'm super excited. The first time we're getting this is going to be super creative.
The actual human being that we'll be talking to. he's the host of Bombing Run, though, which I was on.
Bombing what?
Bombing Run.
Like bombing bomb run. And
it's
run.
Like, it's kind of like a stand up like kind of competition show. So like you have three comics, and then you have this guy like the Joker Ace, I think, who picks the actual winner from the three, and it's like you don't know who the Joker Ace is, like a hidden like person, you know, right? And they pick the winner. And then that winner will go to Dogfight, which is like another competition. So I was actually, there's two bombing runs that go back to back, and then there's like one Dogfight. Are you following right now, or are you laughing?
I'm following, but the first thing when you said bombing, I was like, do you bomb and run on the stage?
No, it's not bombing and joke. Okay, I'm trying to sell our guests here. Okay,
get him in.
No, but I wanted to finish my point.
My point
was that I won my bombing run section, though, right? Which I was excited about because that was the first stand up like competition I actually won, though. And then
yes. That's the important thing. He won.
But I didn't win Dogfight, though. I didn't win Dogfight. But I mean, the guy who I was up with against was amazing. Anyway. So, but there's a bunch of other things that I'm not even going to bore you with. His resume. We'll talk about them. Anyway, let's bring him in.
Aaron.
All right.
Hey, Evan.
Despiva, right?
Despiva, yeah.
Yeah, it's Aaron Despiva.
Yay. Kevin got a word right, and he didn't use ChatGTP to get that figured out. That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't see that's happening.
I do.
Wow.
He it surprised me when that honestly, happened.
Yeah, next podcast and Shady, we should have ChatGPT write the opening for us.
So. I swear, I'm not doing that.
Dude. Yeah,
jokes by Skynet. Pretty soon, that's the end of the world.
I'm really glad to have you on the show. I'm very excited. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you are, where you're from, and a little about your journey.
Yeah, you could do a better job than I did, though.
That's okay. That's fine. I came from my mom's womb.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I already find you relatable. Let's go. Amazing.
So did I.
Wow, we all have something in common.
Already.
I thought Kevin was from an AI womb, so I'm not sure. What
Damn, that's
so. I was listening to N Shady talking about being 43 and retiring. I'm 52. Damn it.
Oh damn! Sorry, I'm like, oh wow, that's amazing.
Get off my lawn. I'm originally from Idaho. I grew up as a farm kid out there.
Wow.
I moved out here in 98. Yeah, 98 in nice. Michigan. Mm-hmm. And right about here, Michigan.
Okay. Right.
That's how you, Michiganders Point is right about here.
All right.
I'm about 25 minutes northwest of Detroit. So
wow.
I'm
in Detroit. Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. When I say Detroit, everybody goes, oh, shit. Here's
no, I meant it in a positive way.
M&M, 8 Mile.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I stay away from that mile road all the time.
Stay away from that mile. Don't go to mile 8. The GPS tells you go to mile 8. Bro, go my
There's, at sundown, you might as well just say, forget it. I'm going.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah. But, and I've been doing comedy for, well, just right before the pandemic started. So I've been kind of been doing comedy not full time because I have a job for the last about 3 years now. So
nice. That's good. That's a good amount of experience, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Wow. It's so you said that you grew up in a farm. Did you say you grew up in a farm? So,
yep,
okay, this is my way of asking, but you don't sound like someone who grew up like a farm. Like, I know, like, it don't have the typical, like,
where's your straw hat at?
Y'all want me to talk about Vegas?
Yeah. I was about to say that. Yeah.
Is that what you want me to do? Seriously, dude. You're as bad as my wife. She always, like, did they have that kind of music out in Idaho? I'm like, damn it, woman, we had radios. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't think they had music in Idaho. That's interesting. So.
Oh, wow.
You want to go look up who invented the TV? It was a guy in Idaho because he was bored out of his fucking mind, okay? So he built something to watch. Anything's better than looking at the crops grow, man.
So glad that we are doing stereotypes. I'm so glad.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. You're doing so well with them, too, by the way. Thank you so much. So I really appreciate that. No, I did grow up on a farm, yeah. It was an 80-acre farm. It was this me, I was the oldest, my sister is a middle child, my brother's the third child.
Wow. Big family.
Yeah, it wasn't a really profitable farm, let's put it that way. We grew up dirt poor. Well, maybe dirt was actually more richer than us, actually. I think but we grew up in a real small house. I'm claustrophobic as it is nowadays.
That's the worst feeling.
Oh, no. Shared a 9x12 bedroom with both siblings. Now figure out the math on that one.
I'm just questioning the sleeping situation. Who's sleeping where? Where's
bunk
the head
beds.
Going? Where's
bunk beds. Yeah. Bunk beds. That's the only
top or
way
bottom.
You fit
top or bottom.
I was
how
on
does
top.
It matter?
I was hot. Yeah.
Top
no,
or bottom.
No, Kevin. Great. Not going there. I am not from the South, okay? Damn you.
Kevin is worried about the positions. Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I meant. You know what I meant. So go ahead. Mm-hmm. Top or
right.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I grew up on a farm. I mean, I don't know, you guys probably started work when you were like 10, 12, you know, holding up people, you know, like in your local neighborhood. I started when I was 6, so I mean, I've been working since then. I wish I could retire too, as soon as possible.
No, but I think it's different. I think it's subjective. Like, I think the lifestyle is very subjective, and you have a more, but may I just say that you don't look like a person in his 50s. Like, I would take you in your, you know, early 40s. You know,
oh, thank you. I thought you were
going to
say 60s.
No, early 40s, like early 40s. That's what I'm seriously telling you. Like, if I have to look for you looking from a mile away, that's I'm going to be like, oh, shit, this guy must be like 39 or something. Like, whatever.
So I think it's because, like, okay, if you shave your head, it's hard to tell somebody's age, though. I think that's the key.
Is that the reason why you're looking old?
Because you shave your head. Yeah, you shave this all off, and otherwise it looks like crap. And I'm just not going for that look.
You look like Vin Diesel, but only funnier.
Thank you. Actually, I am his knockoff cousin called Van.
Are you a stunt double?
Well, actually, I go by Van Gasoline. Is what I go by.
Are you guys from the Fast and Furious? I kind of missed you. Like, you new person.
There's one shot of me when he turns around. He wasn't there. He was on a coffee break. Hold on a second.
Oh, I remember that scene. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and then he said, it's about family. And that was the end of the scene. And that was the, he came back and said, what the fuck's this guy doing here? I'm doing my job.
Dude. And Shady, we got Connor, a celebrity put, in the building.
Put
man.
Vin
That's
Diesel
crazy.
And put this guy. Oh, yeah, Connor, make that happen. Just put both of them together.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
This is just trite resemblance.
I'm actually doing a satire of Fast X called Gas X. And it's going to...
Gassing your ex or gassing on the ex?
No, just upset stomach.
Oh, okay, upset.
Diarrhea,
okay, you
constipation.
Mean... Okay.
Fart
okay,
and
I
furious.
Thought X.
Fart and
sorry.
Furious. Yeah, Fart and Furious.
Fart and Furious.
Fart
oh,
and
yes.
The Fart and the Furious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Aaron, what made you start at such an older age? I mean, don't think that's the wrong way, but
the
like...
fuck is wrong with you, dude?
This is where I thought. Wait, hold a second. Is this the Hangover County podcast or the AARP podcast? Hey. I'm trying to figure that out.
Don't put me in
right
this.
Now.
This motherfucker. Hits his ball.
Okay,
his
okay.
Ball.
I'm only doing that because I know I can roast Aaron. Though. That's why. So
yeah. Okay. Then it's cool. Then I'm fine with this. I'm fine with
okay,
this.
Okay. So I did do a comedy class years ago before I did start comedy, and it was interesting. I did it. And then I let, what's that four letter word get in the way? Oh, fucking work is what I let get in the way.
Yeah.
And I kind of, you know, just kind of put it off the side. And then I kind of got back into it doing some other thing, a 30 nice. Day kind of exercise. And then I went, oh, look. And then the pandemic kept. So, I mean, I've been kind of doing comedy-ish, but it was new satire. It was with, it was on a, well, you guys ever had Blackberries? I know I'm digging way back here for some people.
Yeah.
BlackBerry Messenger actually had a social side, and it was BlackBerry Channels. And actually, I was writing new satire. I was kind of in homage to The Onion. I was doing our own like news reports and stuff like that.
Wow.
So we were. I had an editor. I had me, and she was writing. So we had four writers. We would post like three stories a day.
Wow.
You know, stuff like that. We had a lot of fun with that, and. Of course, that's gone now, but it was, I had a huge following in Indonesia. I kid you not. I fucking what? Had the,
really?
I was killing it.
Wow.
I was like, it was weird. And it was like, wow. And then it disappears. And it's like, wow, no one's ever going to give a fuck about this. So that's awesome.
I didn't realize Indonesia is a great market for satire, man.
It is.
Yeah,
I did one.
They actually added video to it. So I actually did one about Justin Bieber. And if you go to video, not VIDEO, it's VIDIO.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you look up this Justin News, it was actually one of the highest. It was like it was viewed like hundreds of thousands of times, like 20,000 times or something.
Wow.
Like, damn it. If I could only get that on YouTube.
That's pretty big. That's pretty big, man. Fuck that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate it didn't make a damn dime off that shit. Yeah,
you gotta blame the marketing team. You gotta blame the marketing team. Yeah. Blame the marketing team. That's it. Never blame yourself.
Yeah, but that's where I kind of then I started a YouTube channel, and it was this Justin News, so it was new satire. But that's kind of where I've been. It's news right, yeah, comedy writing's kind of been there, but the joke setup punch stuff. It was more just doing the comedy the last 3 years
wow.
stuff like that, and that class too. So
nice. Wow, it just seems
so. Is that like all the funny productions? Is that now like the parent now to Justin News?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Oddly Funny Productions, LLC. I want to throw that out. Yeah. LLC.
LLC. Okay.
LLC.
Yeah. Cause I'm covering my ass at this point. Because yeah, this Justin News is covered by it. Anything we do for Bombing Run's covered by it. It's just the umbrella company because I came up with Oddly Funny Productions a long time ago because my initials are AWD.
Aw.
So, odd. Yeah, that's actually my dad's joke on all three of us.
Aww.
Kids. Was odd. Right. AWD. We were the odd kids. So I
thought,
screw you, Dad. I'm going to use it as a
smart dad, man. That's a smart guy.
Yeah, it worked great until you have a daughter, and then she changed her last initial to a B. So it's ob.
Ob.
Ob. So that don't sound right. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, I'm the only one that runs around with
my mother. Parents needed, like, so my brother also started with a K2 because they wanted a KC, so that way everything I have they could just pass down to him. So, like, it was like, okay, cool. Like, the KC, and then they could just, like, okay, here's the same lunch bag that Kevin used, like, when he was in fifth grade. Like, yeah.
So I didn't, luckily, dramatic. I was the firstborn, so I didn't have to have hand-me-downs.
I'm the first one too.
But my sister hated it for all the pants and shit I sent, you know, she had to wear.
And the male underwear.
She wasn't a real fan of those Hanes with the white, the brown stain on them, dude. I'll just tell you that right now. That wasn't her cup of tea.
Brown stain.
I'm kidding. I love my sister. She hasn't seen this. Love you, sis.
That's okay. We'll edit that part out. There you go.
You can edit the part out.
Right. No, you're going to enhance that part. I know what the fuck is going to happen. Fuck you. I know what's going on here. He said his sister wore his pants. All of a sudden, I'll be watching the news. I'll be listening to the news. This podcast said his brother, she wore her brother's pants. Oh my God. Yeah. This guy said it. It'll be like 20 times. Yeah, my sister wore my pants. And he said this. Yeah, my sister wore my pants. I will be inundated with all kinds of ABC News. Will be flying their helicopter over me. But sir, did you make your sister wear your pants?
Think about the traffic going to Oddly Funny Productions, though, man. That's, I mean.
Yeah, well, think about traffic.
That'd be great. That'll be great because I love some traffic. Right now, it's like a little one-way street. Once in a while, people come by and check it out. Next thing you know, they're just flipping on by on the freeway going, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. I feel it. Yeah, we're the same way. So we're getting traction, though. So
we're getting traction. We're going to do that. We have to, yes. I think, this is what I say. Putting a woman or having a woman in the comedy industry or in a content actually gets views. Like that's a whole thing. Like it's and having sister is a blessing. I'm the only kid.
Oh well, now we have a problem. I see.
They
coddled this son of a bitch. They said, we can't. That's the only one we got. So if we accidentally break him, we don't have any replacements. This is it.
So unless, I'm not going to say a dog joke right now. Leave it.
Well, we do have this dog over here. He could possibly be our kid. Hold on a second. See, go ahead and taste electricity. Go ahead. That was someone's joke, I think, somewhere else. But anyways, you know, go ahead. Go ahead. Drink some of that stuff over there. We're not sure what that is. Oh, he's drank the whole gallon. Great. That's awesome. Fido, you're our new son now. Yes, good Fido. Good boy.
What do you want to do with the whole comedy thing, though, right? Is there a destination of where you want to take this? Like, now you have a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yeah,
I do have a lot of stuff going on. I'm part of South Sound Improv, just like Kevin said, and that's Polite Kitties stuff. Mm-hmm. We do some sketches, comedy sketches, which as the editor right here, he ain't got a lot of time lately. So editing has been a slow boat to China as far as that's concerned. Excuse me, China. I'm sorry. And then I got Bombing Run, which was the idea that I had friends go, oh, that's a dumb idea. Well, it ain't so dumb anymore as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Right.
Taken off. It's actually taken off. Actually did it virtually. We actually tested it live on stage. And, you know, I didn't really get paid for that. But, I mean, all everybody else kind of got pretty good at it. I mean, had an investor got me out there. And the one good thing about it was out of 8 comedians on that show that night, 5 got booked.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that just says it can do all kinds of shit. And now it's on a Roku channel. So
God, I heard about that channel. That's a big ass channel.
It looks pretty good from where I'm sitting at. You reran the first episode again last night, which I'm happy about. I don't know numbers, so don't ask me about shit on that. But it's at midnight on the East Coast. So
nice.
So I'm hoping it's doing good.
Now? Aaron, is it live on Roku right now or not yet?
If you go on the DBTV, get the app. I'm not sure he's putting the episodes up yet as like you can video on demand yet. Okay. It's mostly just streaming at midnight right now on Fridays.
Okay. I won't get it here in this country. You won't get that app in this country. We don't have the access to it.
Well, if you don't, you do get access to a website, dbtv.tv.
Okay, I can go there. I can get it there.
You can go there. And he's got a lot of different shows and stuff. Yeah, yeah, so you can go check. It's 24/7.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's not just like, oh, it's on for about five hours and then it's gone. No, it's on 24/7.
Nice. Jesus. But also, like, describe Bombing Run, because obviously I did a shitty job describing it.
Yes, before, you did. So, like, you actually did a very
you
shitty
just
job.
Paused judgments before knowing anything, Kevin.
Well, no, he got it close. He got it fucking close. So it's basically three comedians do 5-minute sets.
Right.
And my mysterious comedian judge, Kevin, decides who's Joker Ace.
Right.
And then the Joker, then we do two shows of Bombing Run back to back. So then the two Joker Aces face off in Dogfight Edition, where they do 3-minute sets. And the mysterious judge picks the top dog.
So it starts with three and then goes to five and then goes to three. No, like it just.
So it goes five, five, and then three. 3 minutes. I mean, if you won Bombing Run, you did the 5-minute set, now you got the top dog. You better be funny in 3 minutes.
Right, it's a pressure.
You
got
to have your setup and punch all ready to go and stuff like that. You, and I'll tell you right now, you can't be doing jokes from your bathroom. no, and there is a strict rule on Bombing Run. Let me see if I can get them up. Hey, could you get up too? Come on, come here. If you say the F or C word, Freddie the F bomb shows up and bombs your set. Now you probably didn't hear the audio on that, but he goes.
You're not allowed to use the F word at all.
Nope. No, this is a clean show. It's going on
it's
TV.
A clean show.
Well, clean-ish.
Clean-ish.
Themes are fine. Adult themes are fine, but stay away from the F and C word.
You're going to see the C word as well?
Curse, well, I mean, I don't know what C word you're thinking about, but I'm not going to say that here. You know what? I don't want to be canceled like Kevin is, okay?
I know. Seriously.
For fuck's sakes. But, hey, I can say fuck here, but I'm not saying that C word here.
Okay.
Yeah, I work in construction. I see that C word probably more times than you want to shake a stick at, but I don't say it anywhere else in public, okay?
So wait, hold on. What do you do in construction? Are you like the guy who's like actually doing the lumber, or are you like the nerd who's like doing the numbers in the construction?
I take construction workers and I nail them to the wall.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's what you
I have to explain this, and this is the boring shit. So I have to draw the piping and plumbing for buildings, and it's all in 3D and stuff like that. I work from home, so where I'm standing right now is where I stand for 40 hours plus a week. I got two 32-inch screens. It's all 3D piping shit. And someone mentioned ChatGPT or whatever, that piece of shit AI trying to start drawing modeling, and I'm like, oh, if it ever does this, we're fucked. Engineers are already fucked enough as it is, and I'm going to have to go fix ChatGPT's shit. Great. Yeah. That'll be awesome. I'm so looking forward to this shit.
So you're the construction nerd, though. You're not the jackhammer doing the work, though.
No, look.
Why are you stereotyping this? Oh, my God, Kevin.
I'm
a nerd, too. It's okay.
Just because it's a construction worker, you got to work.
Because I figured out something. I worked on a farm, and I didn't have a green thumb. I had brown thumbs, okay? I didn't
fucking work like, with
it. I sucked at farming, so it was either get good at drawing, or you're fucking stuck doing manual labor, and I ain't doing no, you know. I did enough manual labor. I'll still do it once in a while, but
I'm with you.
Basically like, it's what I do is like, take the puzzle, because the engineers suck.
Yeah.
And I take 20 pounds of crap and fit it in a 5-pound bag.
Yeah.
Oh, if anyone ever explains that. So you never see your freaking pipes or ductwork hanging below the ceiling, right? You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had to work through that shit.
It's like you're the Gen Z version of the guy. You're the next Gen Z edition of making a little
but
bit.
But I've been in construction for 32 years. I've done some other things in between there, like some locomotive car body design, which was kind of cool, but house plans, which sucked, but doing piping and plumbing, hell, I was coordinating, I was actually visualizing systems before it was all 3D, and they call it BIM, building information modeling now, or VDC, BIM. Virtual design consulting, whatever the freaking other initials
are.
A lot
of cool abbreviations, man. A lot of cool abbreviations. Nice.
Yeah, it's just, you know, don't call me a CAD jockey. That's all I ask. Just don't call me a CAD jockey. Those people don't know. I used to give out crayons to those people. I swear to God. They were like, here, you're a kindergartner. Go back home.
Yeah.
Wow, nice. This is interesting.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun. I'll tell you right now. If you wonder where all the assholes went, if they're not in comedy, they're in construction. Mm. That's where they are.
I mean, aren't we all? I mean, we are trying to build a career in a way.
I've been doing it for 32 years. I'm about done with construction, to be honest with you. I'm really hoping the comedy takes off. So with Kevin's back to his story about where I want to go with this.
Yeah.
Bombing Run is it for me. I mean, it's the one idea that's stuck to the wall. It's doing something.
Yeah.
And if I was a game show host and I could make more money than what I'm doing construction, game over. I'm done. I'll be like, yep, here's retroactive 2 weeks notice. I'll see you guys later. Have fun.
Yeah. Game show host sounds like a great idea. Sounds something like Family Feud.
Or I was about to say, give me Hallie Mandel vibes. So I'm like, that could be, you know.
Hey, I'll be fine with it. I'll hang out with Steve Harvey, Jay Leno, and all those.
Steve
Hallies.
Harvey,
I'll hang out with those guys. Sure.
Yeah.
Come to the show, Steve Harvey. Come to the show.
So there you go. When I get that famous, I'll invite you on. I'll like, hey, look, here's Steve Harvey. Oh hell no, I'm not gonna go with those guys. What kind of podcast is this?
Steve Harvey would never come to the show.
It would never.
No,
he would
never
come.
There's
not
enough
never.
Money in the world for him to come to watch you guys. I'm sorry.
I want to bring in our next guest.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, hold
on. I don't know if he's sober enough. I mean, I don't know.
He's
sober
enough? We have a special guest here.
A special guest. Yeah, we do.
Come on. I don't know about this. All right, come on up here.
It's Orb. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh, it's Kevin. Hey, Kevin. And hey.
How are you, man?
Oh, look, and it's Slim Shady.
I'm not
Slim. Great to meet you, Eminem. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, though.
I thought you were from Detroit. I didn't think you were from India.
No, I'm not. You know what? I would love to be just sponsor the tickets. I'm down.
And you really don't sound like him, so I must be mistaken.
I'm not.
Yeah, he sounds a lot different with a microphone, though. Like,
I swear to God.
It's auto-tuned,
yeah.
Auto-tuned, and apparently he's using a ton of filters. I didn't think that was happening.
I'm just curious, why are you called Orb, and why do you have one eye? That's my question.
Okay, let me explain this. I am not from this planet. Okay. I am from the planet Oculus.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And we're suing Zuckerberg because he's too meta.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I came here. The way I got here is really unique. I came here by Southwest Airlines.
Wow. Wow. And why did
not Spirit? If Spirit's way worse, that would have crashed. Yeah. So
right.
Yeah, well, at least Southwest, I was only delayed by a light year or two.
Yeah. I have a good question. How does it feel to just be around Aaron? Like, do you really appreciate it every once in a while, or you just find it like stressful? Like, you know, it's.
Oh, wait. I want to clear up something Kevin said earlier. He said something about Aaron.
Aaron.
What is that, or what do you want to say about this? I want to address the elephant in the freaking room, Kevin. I can smoke my cigarette and make his mouth move.
Yeah.
Now who's the idiot?
Okay. But he's still a ventriloquist.
Yeah, he's not a ventriloquist at all.
He is a ventriloquist. No.
No, he's not.
Yes,
look at his mouth,
bro.
For fuck's sake.
That's a form of ventriloquism, though. Like, you can, like, it's like called bad ventriloquism.
Okay. Yes, it's bad. Kevin, you're trying too much.
Someone asked me the other day on YouTube, are you trying to be a ventriloquist? I said, he is absolutely not fucking around. He's not going to talk through his mouth, clenched mouth.
Yeah, but normally, I mean, or there's something which you, at least in this situation, you don't have somebody putting your hand up someone's ass, right? It's different. No, so it's not the ideal.
Look at the hand.
Oh, damn. Sorry.
You know, you're really making me hurt for this. You know, look, I can't help it. He ripped out my internal organs and I'm stuck here, but I got him back. I really got him back. Well, how'd you get me back? Is. I am his life coach. Yes, I'm Aaron's life coach.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. So wait, where can I get some coaching? Where can I sign up for something?
You can do anything you set your mind to, Kevin. Keep your eye on the ball and you'll the world's yours.
Oh my god.
True. And by that, don't look at balls. It's a different ball.
But that's true for everyone except for this asshole. Wow. You know, I love having him as a comedy buddy. I've had him doing comedy since about September of last year. Mm-hmm. There was a show called Chocolate Sundays, and I've been burned twice by them. So the third time around, I said, fine, I'm packing the audience, and I'm bringing Orb. Mm-hmm. And that's the night they didn't award anyone to go forward. Whoa. That was amazing. No one, none of us. I'm like, wow, the fix is in. Yeah, when we get real popular and famous, we're driving down that way. We're going to give them the bird.
Absolutely. You have to. Make sure you tack.
Going to pick out the limo's sunroof and go, hey, motherfuckers, you screwed up.
Yeah. Wait, oh my god. So I'm guessing you can't be in the show of the clean comedy because he
ate all. I do clean comedy because I try to be nice about this shit because once in a great while we have to do clean comedy, but you said we can fucking cuss here. So I thought, son of a bitch, finally this fucker says, oh no, you gotta say nice words about everything. Don't say those bad words. Say mother trucker, son of a biscuit. I mean, clean comedy pays. Yeah, well, you gotta pay your bill, or else I'm not gonna be your life coach. Well,
okay. So, Aaron, how does it feel to have Orb as a life coach? Like, you know, just
how's he great? How's he help me?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Actually, I don't know. What, I've helped you do every kind of thing. I wrote all your jokes. Oh, really? You wrote all my jokes except for the ones that don't land. They're all yours.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Wow. I mean, for a guy who lives in a storage box with six other puppets, you sure know a lot, don't you? I do. I actually know a lot.
Wow. Six other puppets.
Wow. Yeah. Six other puppets.
That sounds suffocating and competitive.
Are they bunk beds? Are you on top?
Oh my god.
Are you on the bottom?
This guy
again with the fucking
Kevin. If I blink twice, that means I need help.
Okay, I got you.
What? The guy with the bunk beds and who's in the top?
He likes bunk beds apparently. Top and bottom bunk beds, and then he wants to be on the bottom bunk bed for some reason. I have no fucking clue.
Yeah. Kevin, where do you want to be? Top or bottom?
I'm always on top, dude.
Kind of look. Do I do that joke here? Kevin, you look like a bottom.
I was very, very curious with the name. How did you think about the name Orb?
Orb. Okay, so when I started this Justin News on the BlackBerry channels, there was a competition one day. They said, let's make the worst channel possible. It was a competition in this group thing, so we all did. And I came up with the all-seeing Orb. And Marvel... Do not listen to this. So there's a Ghost Rider villain called Orb.
Yes.
Go look him up. He looks kind of like this, except for the mouth over here. And I made it up with the all-seeing Orb. He was kind of like, you could see in the future and this shit and that.
Right.
And then he became my eyewitness news reporter when I went to YouTube.
Wow.
Is it obvious?
The eyewitness.
So that's how I came up with Orb. And if you go look up, like I said, Ghost Rider villain, he's back from the 70s. I mean, he literally.
Kevin, Connor, just put the picture here. Connor, put the picture of the whole thing. Yeah, just put it over here for people viewers to know. Yeah, just what. Yeah, because when I heard Orb, like when I heard it for the first time, I thought you might be inspired by Lord of the Rings or, you know, like Game of Thrones.
I'm not related to that motherfucker.
sounds very medieval. Sounds like fantasy medieval.
I will get medieval on your ass. Give me a second. Orb, be nice. They have us on a podcast, for God's sakes. I think I'm going to take over this podcast. Welcome to the Hangover Comedy Podcast by Orb. My guests today are Kevin and Shady.
Hey, listen, we're going to Orb. Hey. Orb would do a better job than us anyway. So
I was reconsidering hiring.
Well, yeah, because I want to talk about how N Shady is trying to be Slim Shady and how he's faking out the world. Let's get to the brass tacks.
Nice. Now, Aaron, you built. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I mean I've got some of your stuff wrong already, though. But
I think you have.
Did you build these puppets yourself?
Yeah.
No. I found a person. Actually, I talking about medieval. I went to a Renaissance fair, and
nice.
They had a booth there. There was a puppet person there that made puppets, and so I ordered about two or three right off. I think I ordered two, and then I added on and added on and added on.
Nice.
Orb is like the third one in, because I built there's one called Dave Weirdo. He kind of looks like me because Orb, do you want to do Dave's voice? Are you serious? I gotta do that goddamn voice. Yeah, sure, go ahead. This is the news, Dave Weirdo reporting. And that's Dave Weirdo's voice. He looks like me. He has green eyes, which is great for green screen.
Yeah,
right.
That was not a good thought. But then I have the good doctor. I have Orb. I got someone from Naruto. He's supposed to be the guy that carries the sand, but I call him Blah 3.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I have a reggae Elvis. I swear to God, I got to fix the hair on that one. Elvis looks weird with reggae hair, dude.
How many characters do you do? How many characters approximately?
I do Orb and Dave Weirdo are the base characters. There is one I did build. Oh, let me plug the puppet maker. Ruppets, Ruppits.
Okay.
They're out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow.
They've actually built some really cool stuff. They built some Walking Dead puppets and shit like that. Ooh,
I love
The Little Shop of Horrors, she actually built full-size puppets for like a stage show.
Whoa.
Like the plant. She built
damn.
But she built custom builds. These are not, totally expensive, but they're not totally cheap either. So, and Orb's just taken up smoking because I have glaucoma. I just thought it'd be good to have him have him doing
something. I don't want to ask. He's just smoking all the time. Is this that he just... It's too much of you.
Yeah, it's too much of this Aaron shit.
Yeah.
I got to be on freaking weed and drink alcohol all day long. Look, I don't have a liver. I don't have a liver or lungs to destroy, so I can do all that fucking shit. And it doesn't hurt me one bit.
You're lucky, man.
All red now, you know?
So. Yeah, well, that's why I smoke for the glaucoma. Where are you? Who's talking?
Yeah, we gotta,
man.
But no, there was one puppet I did build out of a dollar store skull, and I call him Skull Duggery. And it's basically you get some green screen gloves, and I make him talk. Usually, I use them for Halloween stuff. I actually have a shark lawyer I haven't used in a while. It was one of those shark puppets. I did a shark parody ad for a lawyer thing. I have a few things in here. My wife sees them and says, "Are you ever gonna put away your toys?"
See, that's a good kind of toy, you know. That's a good kind of toy. Yeah, that's it.
All his wife's toys vibrate and drive him the fuck nuts around
here.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I bet.
Oh, look. I'm trying not to say that, but I can't satisfy her all the time at all. What?
Great. I was about to ask.
Wait a minute. How do you know that, though? Or how do you know?
How do you know that? Yeah. How do you know that?
Wife. Whoa.
You've been with his wife. What?
What?
You're cheating on my wife.
First of all,
I'm cheating on your wife. I'm cheating on your wife without you there.
Okay, I would first of all, oh my god, second of all, do you have the video?
There's no eyewitnesses to this.
No eyewitnesses. No eyewitnesses. Got it.
But I am eye fucking her all the damn time.
All right.
Your Lord and his wife hears this. He's fucking dead too. Oh, he's fucking dead. Oh my God. So Kevin, don't send this to his wife, please.
Okay, I won't. I'll just gonna post it on the YouTube channel for the public to see. So.
Oh, great. Great. I can hear this conversation
right
now.
I'm pretty sure Aaron will wake up next morning.
Oh, I'm a light sleeper because, you know, I don't know about, you know, Kevin, I don't know if you're in a relationship as a top or a bottom, but and I don't know about Slim Shady here either.
I'm not in a relationship,
but
I'm a top. Oh,
I'm not in a relationship. No, we both are not in a relationship. No, so, not. No.
You know, but when you marry or get in a relationship with a woman, they all watch or listen to murder podcasts.
Oh, they do. Oh, 100%.
Yes, it's automatic. As soon as they get in a relationship, it's automatic because either they want to figure out how they're going to kill you or how you're going to kill them. And I don't want to kill my wife, but I'm a light sleeper. So as soon as she gets up, I'm awake.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I keep a journal too. I do keep a journal.
Document everything
at the bedside. I have to because I recommend you do it. Now, not a diary. That's a woman's thing. A journal. Journal. So I always write down it. And the other night I wrote down a dear journal.
Dear journal.
My wife did a terrible job of hiding the arsenic this time in the lasagna. Better luck next time. I mean, you got to keep track of this shit because the cops got to need some evidence, man.
True. That's very true. It's very true.
What about Orb? Orb could be your eyewitness, right? Is he going to help?
Yeah. The only eyewitness, actually.
You know, I live with six other puppets and I don't really give a fuck what he does. I'm kind of hoping to, you know, get my organs back from the Muppet Black Market and get on with my fucking life.
Right. But, it's true, man.
Orb, I thought you liked
Orb, how do you feel about the other puppets? Wait, Orb, how do you feel about the other puppets? Do you get along with them or do you hate them?
Yeah.
Here, to be honest, I don't really like anyone. Dave is fucking annoying. He's an empty-headed newscaster. When I did his voice, it about hurt my eye.
I can
feel Orb, man. It's I don't like a lot of people too, so it's great.
I'm really not liking this Slim Shady guy here. I mean, he doesn't look like Slim Shady. I'm just kind of.
I'm not
Kevin.
Slim.
Kevin's acting like he's important at this point, and I don't understand this shit.
I am important, Orb.
Important to who?
Definitely not Slim though. But yeah.
Oh wait, hold on. Is that your Grindr date behind you? What's going on over there? We kid, Kevin. We love you. We really do.
Yeah, I love you too.
I only pick hard on you because hard on.
All right.
Well, Orb, you know. Kevin might not want you back on. Oh, he'll want me back on, but not you. What?
I love Orb. Yeah. We'll have Orb without Aaron next time.
Yeah. No, actually, kidding. We should.
I'm kidding.
Actually.
All right. Let's wrap this up because we've been.
Let's wrap this up. Now. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Guys, what did we learn on the podcast? So
you go.
Kevin's a bottom.
No, I'm a top.
There's a top.
Oh, you're a top now.
Do you need ears? Or I'm not. I'm a top.
One at a time. Okay, one at a time. One at a time. What did we learn so far? One at a time. What did we learn so far? Let's start with Orb, and then let's go to Kevin.
Okay, let's start with me. I have learned that Slim Shady lives in India, and Kevin's up top now. Apparently a switch. Wow.
That's good. Yeah. He's the all-seeing.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Thanks, Orb. You're welcome. I really appreciate you guys having us on the podcast. I really do.
Of course. Yeah, thanks. I loved it. I really did.
What did I learn today?
Yeah, Aaron, what'd you learn?
That Kevin doesn't remember shit is what I remember.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I don't remember all the
details. Kevin, let him talk.
Okay, so you missed small details, but you remember the gist of things. That's okay. We understand. We understand Kevin is like in a memory treatment center right now, memory care center for Alzheimer's. That's okay. We understand that shit. Yep. And we understand that N. Shady's actually running this whole goddamn thing because you don't see his other arm. And guess where it is? Kevin's a puppet.
It's right here, but not sure.
Oh, that's a good move. Yeah, I can do that too. Look, watch. See, I got both hands.
Yeah, see.
Right. All right. So,
oh, I hate when he does that. That's an out of body of experience there. Holy shit, man.
Fuck.
Stop doing that.
Kevin, what did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned that so much. Yeah, man, I learned that, yeah, I don't really remember a lot of things. I get the gist of things. That's something that would be bad at marketing. I'm not the marketing guy. That's why Shady's the marketing guy. I'm the tech guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the marketing guy. I'm not a good salesman at
all. He's a tech guy. He's a
tech guy. I realized good.
That ChatGPT should probably be writing our intros and probably be doing a better job of us getting, you know, promoting people. That would be helpful. Yeah. So we'd probably do that.
Sponsor the video.
please. I learned that, you know, Orb hates all the puppets that are in his that are in the little toy chest. But I mean, you know,
it's a Muppet Mansion, dude.
Muppet Mansion. Yeah. And I didn't know that Aaron grew up on a farm, though, man. That's cool, man.
I'm glad you didn't dig any deeper on that, because there was a lot of PTSD in that. And I'm pretty sure. I'm fine.
I'm fine. You're fine. All right. So,
what about you, Shady? What'd you learn?
All right. So, what I learned is Kevin is concerned about being in the top, who's on the top, who's on the bottom all the time. He's just concerned about that. He's just concerned about it. It can be bunk beds. It can be anything. Right. So, I also learned that it's not easy being Orb.
No, it's not.
It's not easy being, you know, being Orb. I understand. It's not easy being Orb and being around people you don't like.
That's all my fucking day is.
Yes. And I also learned
when she leaves. Yeah.
I also learned that it's hard being an editor. It's really hard being an editor. Very hard being an editor. And I also learned that it takes really time to get the exposure of the marketing doing, you know, multiple things. So I think from a concept of doing 10 different things to get exposure, it takes time. So yes. That's what I learned, that you have to do 10 different things to get that one exposure. So I learned the patience. I would say it takes a lot of patience. Yeah. And yeah, that's what I learned. So this is my take on this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And having multiple characters for different puppets, it's just not a great job.
I'll tell you what, the patience is the one thing people think, oh, I'll be instantly famous doing comedy. Dude, everybody's going through their own shit. And I might not be the best next stand up ever. You know, me and Orb might never make it to America's Got Talent, like Kevin says. But
And Shady, I tell him he would be the perfect set for America's Got Talent.
Yeah,
like, him and Orb would be. I can see it though, like them on America's Got
Talent. I was about to say, America's Got Talent. I was about to say the parlor. You gotta go. You gotta go. Right.
Let me go kill Simon Cowell first. Hold on.
Yeah, that can actually
fucker.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna be clipped out too. I can see that now. Let me go kill Simon Cowell. Let me say it twice. Let me go kill Simon Cowell three times. I don't like that motherfucker. Look, that guy is so tight right now. He's tighter than Ken. Okay, Ken Barbie doll. All
right. Yeah. Don't get American Girl Talent. Don't cancel us.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm canceled already.
And Shady wants to audition next year. Yeah.
That's why I said don't cancel. Oh, yes, it's at Ann Shady and Kevin Carrier. Yes, the human puppet. Come on up. Let's check this out.
Quick question. Who wants to be on the top, though?
Obviously, I have to be on the top. Your ass has to be up. Yeah, I have to be on the top. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so
wait a minute. I thought Ann Shady talked for you.
All right, so that's been the podcast. Yes.
Yeah. Aaron, where I know
where can people find you? Yeah, where can people find you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook, Oddly Funny Productions, as it says on the logo here, which I can't look at and point at because it's in front of me. You can go find that on Facebook. If you look up Oddly Funny on YouTube, a lot of stuff goes up there. We're doing daily jokes, me and Orbar. Or we've done some joke sets on some other shows like Tom Myers versus the rest of the Zoom comics. I'm giving him a big plug. Tom Myers is a cool guy, great comedian. When I get to it, I'll get to the other sketches. We have a CSI Wichita going on. I need to finish that up. We got a few other things. We did some Mary and Joseph stuff on YouTube. So it's like Mary and Joseph, you know, they're the mommy and daddy of Jesus. So we did like a Christmas special. We did a St. Patty's Day special. We're going to work on some 4th of July stuff. But
nice.
YouTube is where you find me. Oddly Funny Productions on Facebook. I am not on the twatter. I mean, Twitter.
Yeah.
I got something against Elon Musk for some reason. Yeah. Right. Now we're going to get canceled by him. Yeah. But that's kind of where I'm at right now. I have an account on Mastodon, but I'm not been using that much at all right now. So that's the two major places. Plus DBTV, Midnights, Friday night.
Absolutely.
Bombing Run, hours worth of fun. Go check that out.
Also, yeah, Bombing Run does not mean you bomb and run. Just on a closing note, right? It's not.
No,
it's...
actually, what Bombing Run actually was named after my set.
Oh.
Yeah. You would bomb and then people would run away. Yeah.
Yes. No, I bomb and I ran out of the damn bar.
You ran away.
So see, I am the, you know, when everybody thinks there's the bomber of the show, there's only Joker Ace. I used to do first, second, third, and people got butt hurt. So I'm always the third place play, you know, out of four people. So, you know, I am the bomber. So
nice.
Yes. But it's a fun game. It's going. I think it's going to go places. If not, it's worth a shot. Plus, I have a TV credit now, so I
definitely TV credit. That's amazing.
Yes, right. exposure, Kevin. Not that kind. Put those pants back on, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy freak! Back. He's been doing this naked on the underneath, guys. Stop.
We have a couple of questions here we have to ask, and Shady, right? Our last
questions. Okay. It's three questions.
These are three questions that we ask everybody.
Three questions, clear as.
So number one is, Aaron, are you wearing pants right now though? Because we have to ask that every guest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
And he's on my side.
Fine.
So there you go.
Fine.
And Shady never wears pants. That's why. So.
Yeah, I never wear pants. Okay.
Gross.
I don't.
I know, right? But Orb, wait, is Orb wearing pants?
Are you wearing pants? You're not, definitely not.
No, I'm wearing his sweatshirt as pants. That counts, man.
That counts as pants. Fine. All right. The second question. Do you like Taylor Swift?
Oh God. No.
No.
Oh!
No, Aaron, don't do it. No, Aaron. Oh! Aaron.
That bitch sings about all her exes, buys all the houses next to her exes.
Oh my God.
Or get off the screen now.
I'm done.
That hurts my heart. Okay.
No. Taylor Swift. Oh, no. Oh, Slim Shady sad because he can't do it.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy.
I love
Taylor
Swift.
I'm fucking happy.
Good.
I'm like giving the exhaustion I'm so happy.
No Taylor Swift fan here. No. I mean, I think I like one song out of everything she's done, but everything else is like revenge songs. Like revenge porn on her side.
Yeah, so.
Whatever. Haters over there. Okay. All right.
The third and final question. Third and final question. You ask him. You ask him first.
I guess separately though, right? Are you an introvert or extrovert? I think they're gonna be different answers. Introvert, extrovert.
Yeah, introvert or extrovert. Just
I like to be an extrovert and get the fuck
out of
here.
Yeah. I didn't have to ask you, Orb.
As far as I'm concerned,
I don't mind doing comedy, doing stand up, but you know, I'm kind of like a home person sometimes. I can get along with crowds sometimes better than family. If that makes any goddamn sense.
Right. It does. So you're like an ambivert. I would say you're like an ambivert, like, you know, not an extrovert, like in the middle, you know, like something like Kevin. So
okay, not an Amber Alert because it's
not Amber Alert.
No.
Help, I'm being kidnapped. Help. Help.
And don't you don't want to get, you know, your dog stepped on a bee? Absolutely not.
I like animals more than people most times because
same here, man. Same here.
You know, I like you guys. You're really cool. I mean, I've never met Slim Shady in my entire life, and I really
He's not slim.
Kevin, you told me this is what I was gonna who I was gonna meet, and you just lied to me, Kevin. You lied.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I said, hey, Eminem's on the podcast. Like, I do his podcast.
Oh,
Eminem.
Oh wow, Eminem.
That's how he's platinum. That's how he's selling this.
That's a platinum recognition there. Oh shit.
Yeah,
nice.
Man.
Yeah. All right, my best take.
Hurry, do a rap. Hurry.
I gotta get do rapping, Shady. Go ahead.
I don't rap.
Get some Saran wrap out for fuck's sake. Put it on your head.
I don't rap. The best highlight of the podcast today was to knowing that he doesn't like Taylor Swift. That's what I'm taking away. Podcast. That's it.
Not only that, he had the word. Yeah. Oh God.
That's a highlight. Connor, you need to edit the part and zoom in on the face with that question with full extortion. I want this guy's face blown up with the expression zoom in on it and just put hashtag Kevin, I told you so.
We hate Taylor Swift. Sorry, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Sorry at
nice.
All, Murph. You're not
nice.
Sorry, Kevin. I'm sorry that your future girlfriend doesn't
know.
No,
my future
wife.
My future wife.
Aaron,
future wife, okay. You're not invited to the
wedding. Okay, I'm just gonna say one thing. So, Kevin, it's no longer one person's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Kevin? She doesn't date bottoms. I mean, that's just their rule.
Well, I'm a top, so that's a good thing. Now I'm a top. that makes yeah. it better. Now.
What are you a top of, Kevin? I don't know. Top of what?
I'll be on top.
Lower middle class income. What's going on?
All right, so that's the end of the podcast, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, I appreciate it
for being here. Thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you so much, Orb. It's been a real pleasure talking to both of you. Yes. Sorry, my face is hurting.
Oh, I appreciate Jesus. It. Yeah, I appreciate it. Can I go back to drinking now?
Yeah,
Kevin's
you can go back to drinking.
Sick.
Hold up, but before okay. we leave here, before we leave, please subscribe to Aldi Funny Productions. He needs more subscribers.
Yeah. Please subscribe. Yeah, absolutely.
Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We need more subscribers. The Hungovers, our fan base, the Hungovers, though. So
the Hungovers. Yeah. Hashtag Hungover. Absolutely. Yes. Also, do comment and do
mention
one of them
too. Oh, yeah. Aaron, please, we're going to do another video for the Patreon for, 10 minutes.
Patreon.
Video.
So we're doing Patreon.
Okay.
Right. Also, you guys, if you guys just comment, I want you guys to, because we're not getting a lot. We're getting a little reach and support, but we're not getting comments. So yeah. I want you guys to please comment your best part of this video. What do you like best about Orb? Comment about Orb. Put down hashtag Taylor Swift sucks. Hashtag Kevin, I told you so. Hashtag, whatever. Just the best part. So do be associated with his YouTube channel and his show as well. So yeah, we're gonna catch you guys in the next video.
Yeah. All right. Orp, any final words?
Yes, it was nice to meet you, the fake Slim Shady.
Perfect. All right, guys, that's the podcast.
Bye.